Gordon Sundland, Jeb. Donor, Never Trumper, Key Impeachment Witness. By Joel B. Polak on November 24, 2019. U.S. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sundland emerged as the Democrats' key witness in the impeachment inquiry last week, testifying that President Donald Trump had offered Ukraine a quid pro quo, a White House meeting in exchange for investigations of 2016 election interference and Burisma, a company tied to the Bidens. Sundland was widely described as a Trump donor who bought his way to an ambassadorship, only to dump Trump to save himself. But the facts are somewhat more complicated. Sundland never actually donated to Trump's presidential campaign. In fact, he donated to former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Gordon Sundland, the chairman of Provenance Hotels and a big supporter of the extended Bush family, gave $2,700 to the early favorite to capture the GOP nomination, Jeb Bush, and $22,000 to Bush's super PAC, Right to Rise, last cycle, but none to Trump, OpenSecrets.org reported. Sundland had also backed Mitt Romney and John McCain, and had also supported various Democratic politicians. Moreover, Sundland denounced Trump during the 2016 election in familiar Never Trump terms. After he was listed as a Trump bundler on a draft invitation for a Trump fundraiser in Seattle in September 2016, he denounced Trump publicly, saying Trump's positions did not align with his personal beliefs and values. Willamette Week, WW, reported at the time. Gordon Sundland and Bashar Wali are listed among the hosts of an August 30 fundraiser for Trump. The Seattle Times uncovered the event invitation on Saturday, and WW reported that Sundland and Wali were listed among the event sponsors. Buska tells WW via email that both Sundland and Wali have refused to take part in Trump's fundraising efforts because of his nationalist and anti-immigrant statements. Mr. Sundland is a first-generation American, Buska says, whose parents were forced to flee Germany during the years leading up to World War II because they were persecuted for their faith, and Mr. Wali is a Muslim American who emigrated to this country from Syria. Historically, Mr. Sundland has been supportive of the Republican Party's nominees for president, Buska writes. However, in light of Mr. Trump's treatment of the Keyser Khan family and the fact his constantly evolving positions diverge from their personal beliefs and values on so many levels, neither Mr. Sundland nor Mr. Wali can support his candidacy. It was only after the election, once Trump had won, that Sundland suddenly became an eager Trump supporter, contributing $1 million to Trump's inauguration committee, OpenSecrets.org reported. Sundland's history of political donations tells the story of the Republican elite, devoted to the establishment, and quick to shift loyalties when they can perceive some personal advantage. That behavior was on display in the impeachment inquiry, where Sundland gave the media the quid pro quo they wanted, while later testifying that the president had actually told him explicitly there was no quid pro quo and that he wanted nothing from Ukraine. A visibly frustrated Representative Jim Jordan, RO, asked Sundland why he had left out the no quid pro quo statement from his opening remarks, which had been distributed to the media before he began his testimony. Sundland said it was not purposeful and that he could not fit it into his remarks. Couldn't fit it in a 23-page opener? Jordan asked. In another exchange, with Representative Mike Turner, RO, Sundland testified that he was not Donald Trump's friend. He certainly is not. He is a member of the Republican establishment and the archetype of the donor class. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.